Welcome to Implied. This is September 12th, 2025. Glad you're here, because Wolfspeed's story today is absolutely wild. Wolfspeed stock just jumped 48% in a single day. 48! That's not normal. Why? A U.S. bankruptcy court just greenlit their Chapter 11 restructuring plan. In plain English, they're basically walking out of bankruptcy with a lot less debt. Let's zoom out. Last quarter, Q4 of fiscal 2025, Wolfspeed pulled in about $197 million in revenue, flat year over year. Margins, though, still red. GAAP gross margin was minus 13%, a clear sign their new fab is burning cash. Loss per share? Around $4.30. So yeah, they've been bleeding. But here's the punchline. This restructuring wipes out roughly 70% of their total debt, about $4.6 billion, and chops interest costs by 60%. That buys them precious time. And just this week, they rolled out 200mm silicon carbide wafers, next-gen materials that EV and renewable players are hungry for. In other words, Wolfspeed is trying to reboot the business at scale. The catch? Scaling fabs is brutal. Yields take time, costs run high, and underutilization crushes margins. Plus, competition in silicon carbide is heating up. If rivals get cheaper or faster, Wolfspeed's advantage could vanish. And of course, EV and renewable demand still depends on the broader economy. So basically, Wolfspeed just got a lifeline. Whether it turns into a full-blown comeback or just a pause before more trouble, that all comes down to execution. Thanks for listening. If you found this helpful, hit subscribe, drop a comment, and tell us which company you'd like me to unpack next. This was Implied, not investment advice. Until next time, cheers.